tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have studied the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents. My name is Mivio Makaz, and here at Madiba's Radio today, we have a special guest from the Student Healthcare Services, and we are going to be talking about all things the Pap smear campaign that is happening on campus. And so, as you know, cervical cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer deaths amongst women in South Africa, yet it is preventable through earlier detection. So a Pap smear is a simple, safe, and effective test that detects abdominal cervical cells before they become cancerous. But I would like to allow our guest to introduce herself. Hello, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Madiba's listeners. I'm Sister Mandy Reed. I'm from Student Health Services, and I'm here to talk a little bit about our Pap smear campaign that we are having through the month of October and November.
Yeah. So just to start things off, you said you were from the Student Healthcare Services, so which means you work at one of those clinics here at the Nelson Mandela University, right? So I'd like to ask, why is it important that we had those clinics on campus?
Okay, basically the clinics provide primary healthcare services for our students, your minor ailments and injuries. We also do HIV testing. We also do TB testing.
Okay.
And currently, like we are talking about now, the Pap smear, we do have the Pap smear campaign.
All right.
The clinic is basically here just to provide health services to students in need of health services.
Mm.
So you don't have to go off campus and go sit in a clinic queue for hours.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to assist you when we can.
Yeah.
Also, please to note, when you do come to the clinic, you need to report to the clinic between 7:30 and 8:30, and you make an in-person booking for your appointment. And remember, there's only one nurse per campus. Sometimes we cannot accommodate all of the students that is visiting the clinic or wanting an appointment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very informative. I hope people are going to take note of that. But I want us to get now into the campaign, right?
Okay.
So I want to know, what exactly is a Pap smear, and why is it important for students to know about it?
A Pap smear is a simple screening done. We insert what we call a duck bill or a speculum. It's a plastic speculum. It's disposable, so it's
okay.
Only used once.
Right.
In case of those that are worried about hygiene,
mm-hmm.
It's only used once. It's inserted into the cervix, in the vagina. You go through the vagina into the cervix,
yeah.
And we use a little brush, and we take a few cells. It gets put into a liquid-based solution, sent to the lab, and they will detect if there's any abnormal cells.
Okay, all right. Okay, so at what age or stage should a young woman begin having a Pap smear?
Usually from the age of 21, and if you have been sexually active in the last 3 years. So it's very important.
Last 3 years before 21 years?
No. If you've been sexually active, say you started having sex at 18.
All right.
So by 21... It's been 3 years. Oh. Or if you started at 16, you're going to have to do a pap smear at 19. So 3 years before you are sexually active, you need to do that pap smear. After you've been sexually active, you need to do the pap smear.
Yeah. Is it painful? Yeah. Because I believe like students are going to wonder, oh, inserting something into their private parts. Is it painful?
It's not painful. It's just a little bit of discomfort and a little bit of pressure that you feel inside the vagina, but it's not painful. It's quick, it's fast. Before you blink, it's over.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So approximately how long can it take?
Do you mean the test or the...
Yes,
the test is literally like less than 60 seconds. Once we locate the cervix, what we do with the duckbill, you insert the duckbill, you open it up a little bit and you look for the cervix. Once you locate the cervix, you put the brush in, you twist it a few times, you take it out and boom, it's over.
Oh, okay. So we understand that there are some common myths from students about pap smear, myths that sometimes prevent students going for these tests. So what are some myths that you've come across that, you know, have evoked fear on students to not do the pap smear?
The most common one is that it's very painful.
Yeah.
And that is not true. We use very small duckbills or speculums, really. It's fast, it's quick, and if you are relaxed, it's easier for us to do the pap smear.
Okay, so are pap smears free and confidential? Because that's something that students can worry about sometimes. Are they free? Are they confidential at the campus clinic? Or do students need, need to book an appointment for that too?
Okay, absolutely. They are free, absolutely confidential. We do not discuss or disclose any of your information to anybody without your permission. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if we have to discuss with doctor, that is peer-to-peer, we need to discuss the results with doctor. If there's any abnormalities detected, we obviously also have to refer you. The services is free of charge. The pap smear service is free of charge. It's in conjunction with the Department of Health.
Oh, all right. Okay, so now what does it mean if abnormal results are found, and what is the next step?
When abnormal results are found, we will refer you to the outside gynecological clinics for what we call a colposcopy. Basically, they just want to observe what abnormal cells there is and if it warrants for any further diagnostic interventions.
Oh, right. Okay. And how does safe sex, safe sexual practice tie in with cervical health and prevention of cervical cancer?
Absolutely. Safe sex is of absolute, absolute importance, because HPV, the virus that causes cervical cancer, is spread through sexual intercourse or skin-to-skin contact. So, so using a condom is of cardinal importance when you are engaging in sexual activities to reduce your risk of contracting HPV.
Oh, okay. So that is the main, that is one of the main causes of the cervical cancer.
Not necessarily, but sex indeed is one of the main causes. Yes. Oh,
unprotected sex
with an infected person.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, the infected person, which is the male.
Yes. Okay. And sometimes males are asymptomatic. So you can have HPV and you don't even know that you're passing it on to your partner.
Okay, I think that is very important to note.
Yeah.
But what message would you give to students who feel hesitant or scared to attend the campaign? You know, be part of this campaign.
Please do not be scared to come to the clinic. We are non-judgmental. It's quick, it's easy, it's painless, virtually painless. It's just a bit of pressure that you're going to feel. And better to know the devil than the devil that you don't.
So
early detection means better outcomes. Mm-hmm. So the sooner we detect if there's anything wrong, the better your outcomes will be. So the treatment will be faster. You will get the help that you need quick, fast. And you can sort this out quick. instead of it progressing and leaving it till it's too late. Mm-hmm. And then there's no point of return, you know.
Yeah.
So early detection means better treatment outcomes.
Okay. So how long is the campaign going to run?
The campaign usually runs from the first week. We started on Monday.
Yes.
The first week in October till November, end of November.
Till November. So that's till the 1st of November.
Mid-November,
Maybe that's a month and
a half.
Yeah,
a month and a half,
So I hope anyone who's listening will take their time to go visit those clinics, north and south.
Second Avenue,
Missionville. Of our campuses.
All of our campuses.
So George included.
George included,
Okay, so this is the whole university thing.
Yes.
So if you are aware about this as a student, a female, you are 21 years and older, or you've been sexually active 3 years before, 21 years, you have to get a pap smear. It's free. It's confidential. The nurses are caring people. They are here for you. So please do visit them. And that's it for today. Is there anything you want to add, perhaps, that can be very informative to our students?
The pap smears are done yearly if there is abnormal cells detected.
Okay.
But if it's normal, it's done 3 yearly.
Okay.
So please, ladies, please do come for your pap smears. Remember, booking 7:30 at the clinic. We do the pap smears between 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And come prepared. Come with an open mind and we'll see you there. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. This has been a very informative session. And I hope our students are going to take heed of what we have been speaking about today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecha deta Madiba Radio.
Omametsi Madiba's Radio.
Atlesa no Madiba's Radio.
Dalile I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Uredije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.